Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
Psalm 4 carries over many of the themes of the previous psalm, as well as three Selahs. In the first part, verses 1 and 2, you see David is desperate to have God's answer to his present situation. He's suffering from the abuse of his earthly adversaries, but believes he can find help in his heavenly advocate. Then, a Selah reminds us to pause and think before continuing. David could certainly be speaking about our day when he talks of people who prefer what is shameful to what is virtuous, who seek the worthless rather than the worthy, and who pass along falsehoods rather than truth. Between the Selahs, verses 3 and 4, David offers four sage observations. 1, quote, "Know that the Lord has set apart for himself him who is godly. The world may seethe with animosity, but we're under special attention from heaven. God has us where he wants us." Number 2, quote, "The Lord will hear when I call to him. I have an emergency line directly to God's ear, so I'm never alone, never helpless or hopeless." Number 3, quote, "Be angry and do not sin." This statement, repeated by Paul in Ephesians 4:26, reminds us that righteous anger is godlike. But in order for it to qualify as such, it must be done in the right way, for the right motive, and against the right enemy. Number 4, quote, "Meditate within your heart on your bed and be still." This is good homework. Think highly and move slowly so that you don't outflank God. We might think of this psalm as a lullaby for grown-ups, who often have a hard time falling asleep for fear of real or imagined things that go bump in the night. So give him his due, trust him, and let his shining face fill your heart with gladness. Psalm 4, verses 5 to 7. That's far better than sleeping pills. Quote, "I will both lie down in peace and sleep, for you alone, O Lord, make me dwell in safety." Verse 8.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.